Public hearing is change of zone, number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.68 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.55 mile west of Prettyman Road, which is Sussex County Route 254. The 911 address is 25141 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6.20. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of Ordinance Number 2521, dated September 26th of 2017. We've received a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the minutes from the meeting of October 1st, 2019. I would note that we have received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you.
Again, my name is Mackenzie Pete for the record. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Executive Lawn Property Management, LLC, to request rezoning of a 3.6 acre property, more or less located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, identified as 25141 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, tax map parcel number 235-30-6.20 from AR1. To C2 medium commercial district.
It is Baird Mandelis night here at Planning and Zoning.
We are on every single one of the applications. We've had a very busy couple.
It just occurred to me.
Yes.
I was wondering if Mr. Willard was just sitting back there because he likes our company.
Wow. Jay Huss, the sole member of the LLC, is present this evening. Executive Lawns is a family-run business with steady growth since its formation in 2006. Executive Lawns purchased this property in 2017, recognizing their need for more space at their former site as their business expanded. Shortly after the purchase of the property, the applicant pursued a conditional use, which some of you may remember. Ordinance number 252121 granted the conditional use of land for Executive Lawns to operate its landscaping business with equipment storage to be operated at the property. It is true that the only request before you is a request for rezoning, but I would like to provide some history on the property, including its present use and Mr. Huss's underlying intention and reason for rezoning the property from AR1 to C2 to expand its existing operation and permitted uses from the site before addressing the rezoning request. The property presently operates as a landscape business with equipment storage permitted by a conditional use granted by Ordinance Number 2521 on September 26, 2017. On October 1, 2021, the applicant, through Counsel Glenn Mandelis, requested clarification on conditions of approval for the conditional use. Minutes from that meeting are included as part of Exhibit A that I hope you have had an opportunity to review. The minutes from that meeting confirm that the applicant requested clarification of condition A that required the use to be limited to a landscaping business with equipment storage and prohibited retail sales to be conducted on site. In supporting materials submitted to the county requesting clarification of condition A, the applicant stated that in addition to the landscape business, it would like to acquire stock of plants off-premise to be kept, maintained, nurtured, treated, and possibly repotted on-premise with mature plants, eventually being used in connection with the lawn care and landscaping business or sold to the public from the premise. In addressing that request, the commission had to address as a preliminary matter whether the proposed use, additional business-specific activity, fell under the definition of the nursery, and council suggested that conditions of approval for a conditional use cannot be prohibited for an otherwise permitted use in IR1, like nurseries on a property such as this that's less than 5 acres, and case law was submitted to support that. Ultimately, this commission confirmed that the applicant could have a nursery on site as a permitted use on the site so long as there was some agricultural step in the process of growing some of the plants to be sold, which could include the growing of plants from seed or making the plants larger that were brought on site. The commission concluded that acquiring stocks of plants off-premise to be kept and maintained, nurtured, treated, and possibly repotted on the premise and eventually using the mature plants in connection with the applicant's lawn care business and landscaping business or sold to the public did fall within the definition of a nursery and was therefore a permitted activity. During the commission's deliberation and coming to that conclusion, Council Robertson confirmed that there was a prohibition on certain types of retail sales not permitted through the underlying AR1 district, and that such activity would include the sale of materials and resemble a use that would look something more like a garden center. Mr. Huss understands that the conditional use limited his ability to engage in wholesale retail activity and a use that more closely resembled a garden center. But he is, in fact, interested in ultimately developing the site to operate a garden center at the property that would include wholesale retail activity. Rather than expanding on a use that is otherwise not permitted and without the authority to do so, as some property owners do in Sussex, he is before you this evening to request a rezoning to medium commercial density in hopes of expanding his business that's experienced steady growth since 2006 and that what he would consider to be rapid growth in the past 2 years in response to Sussex County residential development and a growing population that is seeking services like Executive Lawns has to offer, including development of a garden center business. I think it's common knowledge that our area has grown significantly in the last 2 years as many people transition to Sussex County full time. The commissioners certainly recognize the need for business development in appropriate locations that will provide services for residential uses. To that point, at the conclusion of my presentation, I hope to demonstrate that the rezoning of Mr. Huss's property from AR1 to C2 is not only consistent with the comp plan and future land use map, but is also an ideal location for a business to be further developed that will support types of businesses that include C2 related permitted uses. Specifically, the rezoning is consistent with the Sussex County comp plan. And that plan includes a land use map to serve as a guide to support responsible future development. That map also, as you know, designates appropriate land uses. This particular property is designated as a low density area where C2 medium commercial district is an applicable zoning district. As of 2018, all lands designated as low density in AR1, just as this property is zoned AR1, section 4.4.3 of the CDP details the permitted uses envisioned in a low density area. These uses include agricultural and residential uses, as well as development that is largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of agricultural and residential uses. The future land use map suggests that Route 9 will continue to develop commercially, with some parcels developing industrially. As previously mentioned, the applicant's business supports and serves residential uses by providing services to Sussex County homeowners and developers consistent with the comprehensive plan. And with increased development in the vicinity of Route 9, there will be an increased demand, and there really already is, for residential services like those provided by the applicant. The C2 district is purposed on supporting uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services and permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. C2 districts are also primarily located near arterial and collector streets like Route 9. Wholesale retail nurseries for sale of products are permitted as retail sales establishments that are less than 75,000 square feet. The comp plan confirms that commercial uses may be appropriate in low density areas depending on surrounding uses. The property is located between commercially zoned properties, just a couple miles west at the intersection of Route 5 and Route 9, and commercially zoned properties located a couple miles to the east at the intersection of Route 30 and Route 9. Properties located at the intersections are zoned C1, CR1, MR, and HI1. Properties located in all directions are zoned AR1 with residential uses and agricultural uses that Mr. Huss's business could serve and does presently serve in a more limited capacity. Such uses include Royal Farms and Besh Furniture. Most notably, there have been 6 change of zone applications within a 0.5-mile radius of the property. Approved applications are detailed in the memorandum submitted in your packet this evening. And a list of those are provided as well. The one denied rezoning application I looked into, which was submitted on behalf of Robert Nanny, change of zone 1868, and the meeting minutes suggest that the application was denied because of an insufficient record. The proposed rezoning is very much so compatible with the surrounding community and will not have a negative impact on immediately adjacent properties and properties located in the vicinity of the site. Especially because the site is an appropriate location on a commercializing Route 9 that will support C2 permitted uses that will serve nearby residential uses. For all these reasons, the proposed rezoning of the property from AR1 to C2 is consistent with the comp plan and future land use map, appropriately located on Route 9 in the vicinity of commercial businesses and near residential and other business uses. The applicant thanks you for your consideration, and I welcome any questions you may have.
All right then, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and this time we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
Can't remember, is anybody allowed to use Old Woods Road or Drive or Boulevard?
I don't know.
Got closed off when we did that.
Excuse me, sir, if you're going to testify.
I actually do know what you're talking about. I can speak to the issue.
I thought we had said close it off, but I couldn't remember.
I think it was part of the condition.
That's correct. Part of that prior condition was that it be closed off. There was some question about who had rights to use it, but I think there was a uniform agreement from everyone in that neighborhood to close it off.
That's okay. That's what I thought, but I was just, you know, it's been a while. Okay, that's my only question.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
So in your explanation for the request, were you saying that the business that they want to do out front now with the, you know, the whatever, the more of a residential with the tiles or, you know, and all that, flowers, that can't be done under the current conditional use?
No, it cannot. Wholesale retail activity would exceed the conditions.
Okay, so it has to be commercial. All right. I wondered why they didn't ask for commercial the first go-around 3 years ago.
I think that there's a lot of hesitancy. There can be with rezoning a property, and they wanted to see how the business did, and it's done very well at the site, and they're looking to expand.
Probably what's going to be tricky, it would be if, you know, a retail provider like this seems like it would really accommodate even the developments nearby and everything.
Yes.
The downside is that if he were to sell, then anybody could do anything that fits under that commercial, fits under the commercial category.
That is true, but C2 arguably is a more limited commercial use, in our opinion.
All right, no more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, restaurants.
I have none, thank you.
Mayor?
No questions, sir.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
Mr. Whitehead?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right then, take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property LLC? Yes, sir, in favor. Come on up.
My name is John Lingo at 24877 Lewis Georgetown Highway. Okay. I own property immediately adjacent to Jay's commercial business. Okay. He's been a good neighbor.
All right.
We've had no disputes or disagreements regarding our common property line. However, I have attended other public hearings for property adjacent to mine, specifically Hawthorne Development by Insight, and found that information presented at these public hearings did not reflect what was carried out in practice. Specifically, the Hawthorne site plan approved by this body.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. The subject of this public hearing is the change of zone number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property LLC. I would appreciate if you limit your comments to this application. I appreciate that you have issues with Hawthorne. It's not the subject of what we're doing tonight.
I feel it's relevant.
I understand that you do.
Because there was information at a public hearing.
We heard that. Sometimes there's information is different that you receive from that is different than what you hear at the public hearing. That is not an unusual occurrence. But what is generally what is heard here is what we have to make a decision on. So I really don't need to hear about Hawthorne. We need to hear about this application.
Well, regarding the present change of zone request, I understand the applicant is not requesting any modifications or exceptions to existing code requirements. Is that correct?
So what they're asking for is a change of zone. So that would be to C2. And then if they want to change any of the uses that would occur on that site or structures or anything like that, they would have to come back in for site plan approval.
Good. So. Now, if this change of zoning is approved, would I or any other concerned parties be informed of any subsequent modifications or exceptions that may be granted by other agencies, bodies, or departments.
So if they come in for final site plan approval, that will be posted on an agenda, and it'll be acted on by the commission. If they need variances or things like that, that would be before the Board of Adjustment, and you would receive notice of that.
Thank you. I remain in support of this change of zone.
Outstanding. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1944? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property, LLC?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
That's what's printed in CTO in case you want.
Again, if there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Nope.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We will invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or even wish to call the office in the morning.